how can this team get back on track?
Wow, if I knew that, I might have been in Woody Johnson's office as he was looking for a new general manager. I don't know. I really don't know how, with the cap situation and the roster as it currently is, and the season that was just had, and the coach with just 1 year of security after this year on his contract. I just don't know how this all fits together. I really don't. But for anybody to sit here and say that the Jets can't put anything together and make a run next year, in the NFL, anything can happen. I just unfortunately don't see how. I don't see the path right now, but you never know.
How many combines is this for you now, and how much are you still enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. I love every single minute of it. I mean, this is great seeing the new talent. So I guess this would be my eighth that I've been at. And each one has just always been a lot of fun, and it's part of the regenerative process of the NFL in full bloom. You know, everybody sees what talent is out there and hopes that it can help their team, and they're rooting for a team maybe to pick somebody. And thank goodness fans want to watch it.
What are you looking forward to most come April as far as storyline?
I have no idea. It's the most wide open draft we'll be talking about. It could actually be the first time that there's suspense when the commissioner walks to the podium for the first time, that team takes the full allotment of minutes for the first pick. I think that would be exciting if that actually happens. I doubt it. You probably will know at the time. But this draft has that possibility, as we're currently standing there, that you don't know. And for me, it's just a thrill. It's a dream come true, as you mentioned, being a Staten Islander, born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island, to work in Radio City Music Hall for 3 days. I never take that for granted. It's an Art Deco jewel right in the middle of my hometown. And then comes the Super Bowl in New York this year in New Jersey. And I can't wait for that, too.
What kind of weather do you want that day in February?
I would hope for a nice, balmy 40-degree day. And I think the NFL would hope for that, too. I interviewed the commissioner at the Super Bowl and told him that on that day, Super Sunday, in New Orleans, that the forecast in New Jersey that day called for 33 with a chance of snow. And would he sign for that right now? He said he would. I just think it's going to be great. I'm biased, obviously. I never dreamt that a Super Bowl could be in New York. It's the media capital of the world. It's the city that never sleeps and the biggest event that America can offer. And coming to that town, I cannot wait to see what it looks like.